Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, when you think you have seen a celebrity in the grocery store, but you're too nervous to go up and say, hey.
And she's cute.
Yes.
What do you do?
Right. Or you see a hot guy petting a raccoon in the park. You know, it's all missed connections.
Hashtag missed connections.
Yeah. And we get Jenna on the phone because she's wanting to know, is she a walking red flag?
I say yes. A little bit. Listen to your friends.
Another round of Fill in the Banana and a ton more.
Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Let's dive into some sports real quick as the College World Series. It was a rematch of the first Friday night game for UofL. UofL versus Oregon State, of course. The rematch. Oregon State had bested Louisville 4-3. Winning in the bottom of the ninth, so it was time for a little redemption. It's tied 6-6, bottom of the ninth. Cards are up.
Eddie King skies it to center. Reader backs up. That is plenty deep. Alisea tags to the plate. He scores, and Louisville lives!
That's right. Louisville advances.
Whoa.
Now look, I mean, it was a great game. It was really good. 7-6, they pull off the victory. Bottom of the ninth, of course, it's a double elimination. So they still have to beat Coastal Carolina, who is on a 25-game winning streak.
Oh, okay. So they have their work cut out
they
for
do.
Them, is
they
what
do.
You're saying.
They do. And so it's going to take two wins over Coastal Carolina, both today and Thursday, to advance to the championship series this weekend. But Coach Dan McConnell is excited to see him move on.
Yeah, it's obviously awesome that I get to be with these guys competing at least another day and feel good, you know, competing the rest of this week with them.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're pouring it on, but yeah, they're going to need...
But they know they've got
cut out for them today and tomorrow against Coastal Carolina, which, like I said, they are on a 25-game win streak, so they're firing on all cylinders, that's for sure.
Are they the favorite going in? Like, to get to the final game?
I mean, they were... I don't think they were... Well, no, they were seeded. But yeah.
Or is Arkansas one that they're looking at?
Arkansas was...
To win it all.
Was big. Alabama, I want to say, was also one, but they got bounced. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens now in the College World Series. Look at us. And look at the Cards. I mean, I'm telling you, from a... sports year, this year has been a great one for UofL, making it to, you know, in basketball, in football, in soccer. I mean, in all these sports, UofL has just come to play, and now baseball. So yeah, good luck to the Cards as they're taking on Coastal Carolina again today and tomorrow. They got to win twice.
They better bring it.
Yeah.
Like it's never been brought in before.
That's right. So it's going, I want to say it starts at 2 today. So 2 this afternoon there in Omaha. Speaking of sports, in another sport that probably you don't necessarily know or care too much about.
But let's talk about it anyway.
Hockey.
Mm.
We have a Stanley Cup winner.
Oh, great.
And that is...
I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, okay. And that is the Florida Panthers.
Yay, Florida!
Here in Sunrise, Florida.
Back to back for the Cats.
The Panthers begin to celebrate.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers won their second consecutive Stanley Cup. So,
okay, wasn't Taylor Swift just there rooting them on?
So yeah, she and
sense,
Travis
right?
Kelce were both there in attendance.
Sure.
They were watching. They beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-1.
Well,
so
she went and visited kids at the hospital there while in town.
Oh, so you're saying the vibes were right.
She blessed them with the right vibes.
The vibes were right.
Yes.
So
she set it up.
So there you go. So the Panthers are now Stanley Cup winners. Cards get to play another day at the College World Series. So good luck to them. So there you go. There's your sports rundown here. on 99.7 DJX. I'm for a phone tap.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Well, Kim says, hey guys, my sister Mallory's turning 40 next week, and she was just complaining that nobody ever surprises her anymore.
Oh, goodness.
I immediately thought of you guys.
Okay.
Better birthday surprise is there than a hilarious phone tap?
So yeah, Mallory works at a hair salon and spa, and Robert Hassenpepper needs to call, ask a little favor as a fellow artist.
Oh, fellow artist.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so he's hoping she can help. Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning, salon and spa. This is Mallory.
Hi there, Mallory. Robert Hassenpepper. I have a request, but it may seem a little odd.
Okay.
I'm looking for hair.
You're what?
Well, I need a large amount of cut hair for a project I'm working on.
Okay. I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, Mallory, I'm a visual artist, and I like to create art pieces from natural art items like rocks and discarded soda cans, stuff like that. And I have this vision, to create a work of art out of human hair.
Okay.
So can I ask you, when you cut people's hair, what do you do with it?
We just sweep it up and throw it out.
Oh my, well I bet if you collected all the hair you cut in just a month, it would be enough for me to create a wonderful piece of art. Maybe even something you'd want to buy back from me and display in your own salon.
So you want us to give you hair from the shop, then you'll make it into art and sell it back to us?
Well, that's totally up to you. I guess the first step for me is to get the hair from your establishment.
Oh, no.
So when do you think a good time for me would be to come by?
No, I don't think we want to be a part of this.
Well, I'd be willing to pay you for the hair. I'm just not sure what the going rate is. Would you sell it by the pound, or how would that work?
No, like I said, we are not going to do this. I think you need to call somebody else, or how about this? You save your own cut hair for a year or so, and maybe you'll have enough.
Oh, Mallory, I'd love to. That's a great idea. Except I'm bald.
Oh, well, no, that's too bad.
I mean, in fact, I'm hairless. Totally hair-free. Not a strand of hair on my body. It's really sad. In fact, ironic, you might say.
Okay, I think we're done here.
Well, Mallory, I got another quick question for you. You do manicures and pedicures, yeah?
We do. We are a salon and spa and have manicures and pedicures.
Okay, quick question. And for... You know, no particular reason.
No.
What do you do with the fingernails and toenail clippings when you're finished with them?
No, you don't. We are not giving you clipped toenails.
No.
Well, but I have a vision.
No.
A vision of an art installation that uses clipped human toenails and fingernails. It'd be revolutionary.
No.
Hey, look, this whole discussion is way too weird for me. I'm going to hang up.
Another unrelated question. When you take the garbage out, does it go in the dumpster out back, or...
No, I'm going to shut this down right now. You're not getting our client's hair or nails or anything else, and you're not going through our garbage to get it. Do you understand me?
Oh, well, I guess so, but one more thing. Can I make an appointment for a manicure?
No.
Seriously, you're going to come and try to take hair home with you or anything else?
Oh, I promise I won't.
Okay, what's your name?
Well, you see, it's Ben Davis from the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, you see?
Okay. Wait a minute, who?
Mallory, it's Ben Davis and Kelly K from 99.7 DJX, the phone.
No way, are you kidding?
It's true.
Get out of here, that's wild, you guys are nuts.
She was like, okay, so your name's Ben?
Who? The What Now Show?
Huh? The what? Yeah. Oh, well, hey, happy birthday. Welcome to it.
I think she was surprised. Yay.
And BT Dubs would still love to know where you put the trash when you're done with it. That'd be great.
No.
That's your classic phone tap, 99.7 DJX. Cooking. It's one of those things, right?
A lot of people do it.
Yeah. It's 99.7 DJX. This, however, is a setting the bar story, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Okay. So, it's one thing to try out new recipes, another thing to try one out that could burn your entire apartment complex down, if you can manage to make it through the day without almost destroying your apartment with a tequila-soaked turkey, you're doing okay.
Tequila-soaked turkey.
I'm telling you.
Delicious.
I looked this up, and the recipe actually looks really good. Apricot and tequila glazed turkey.
Did we just go a little too hard with the tequila?
Delicious. Yes, I think so. So, apparently this person had it marinating in tequila in Wisconsin. This recipe, all you have to do is Google search it real quick. It's delicious. It had been in the oven for only 8 minutes.
8 minutes? And we went sideways?
And the oven door blew open.
Oh!
So the firefighters think that they weren't venting enough, and it became explosive when it got exposed to oxygen.
Oh.
There was so much booze in the turkey that the vapors accumulated in the oven.
Okay.
Yeah. So they removed the entire oven from the apartment. Thankfully, didn't start a huge fire that resulted in other people getting evacuated and things like that. No one was hurt. So
we need to follow that recipe with care.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever you cook with alcohol, you know, obviously it's for the flavor,
yes,
not necessarily the booze factor, because the booze will burn off, but it leaves the flavor, right? So
right,
this tequila-injected turkey, after several hours in the oven, looks great in pictures. However, you just got to make sure you're following the recipe and not going, you know what?
Let's not embellish.
It says 3 tablespoons of tequila. Maybe we just need to put a fifth of tequila in there.
Mama likes
the tequila.
Yeah.
Because the vapors can cause an explosion in your oven.
Good note.
Yeah, so there you go. So
blew the door off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Kelly, maybe resist the
tequila. That sounds a little above my, like,
turkey.
I know my limits.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's good, and that's important.
That's probably not going to be a recipe.
Something that
I'll
you're.
Attempt.
Listen, we only do turkey like once a year. We never cook turkey outside of like Thanksgiving.
Also, I don't do tequila. Upside down margarita incident in college.
Yeah, I do know that about
Haven't
you.
Haven't gone back.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
And you know what? Impressive that you've gone that many years without.
I've stuck with it.
Yeah.
Many, 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 many years.
Kelly is someone who will remember.
I will remember. I never forget.
I was going to say
experiences like that.
If you cross Kelly, this is just, she will remember.
And tequila crossed me big time.
It did.
Physically.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without almost destroying your entire apartment complex with a tequila soaked turkey, you're doing okay. That's your Sandy the Bar story. Sometimes you see that special someone when you're jogging by or maybe at the grocery and you don't get a name or number. So how do you follow up?
Well, you do a little typey-typey. You send it off to the internet. We find it and bring it to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Man for woman to the Kia car lady buying avocados.
Oh,
I was the guy in the frozen pizza aisle pretending to compare crust thickness. You were possibly the Kia lady.
Oh.
Or just her way hot twin with amazing grocery cart navigation skills.
Oh, like the Kia lady from the commercials.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess.
I've also been told I look like her.
Look, I don't want to be weird. Is that too late? But I swear on my used Ford, you were the woman from those Kia commercials.
Got it.
You know, the one with the confident, I know this car's a great deal and I'm hotter than your APR vibe.
Okay.
Yeah, that one. You were in the produce section, laser focused on selecting the perfect avocados. I respect that.
Great.
Looked like you were about to go home and make the guacamole of the gods.
Delicious.
Meanwhile, I dropped a bunch of limes trying to look cool and casual.
Oh, no.
I almost made the first move and said, hey, I love your work. But then panicked because if you weren't the Kia lady.
That wouldn't make sense, yes.
That would have been super weird.
Yeah.
So I just stood near the bananas awkwardly overthinking everything.
Sure.
Anyway, that was you. Wow. That wasn't you. Still wow. Either way, I'd love to meet up and talk about compact sedans, hatchback resale value, and the superiority of homemade guacamole.
Even if that was her, it doesn't make her a car expert. She reads a script.
Oh, by the way, you should feel good because I strongly considered buying a Kia.
He's convinced it's her.
But went with a used Ford Focus instead. I regret nothing.
Okay.
Except not saying hi to you.
Right. Yes.
Hit me up if you remember the guy with the pink Margaritaville tank top who dropped all those slippery limes on the floor. Jeez.
He could have just asked her, like, hey, what's your favorite pizza? I can't decide.
Something. Listen, we wouldn't be where we are with
Craigslist missed connection.
That is a true statement. We're going to the park.
Okay.
You, me, and the raccoon that changed my life.
Oh.
It's a woman for man.
Okay.
We were at the park near the weirdly majestic oak tree.
All right.
You were the man of mystery, feeding what appeared to be a raccoon like it was your emotional support pet.
Okay.
You had the calmness of a monk.
Oh.
And the cheekbones of a young Michael B. Jordan.
Oh.
With a sprinkle of Timothée Chalamet for flavor.
What?
That is an interesting look. I don't even know how that's genetically possible, but here we are.
Here we are.
All right.
All right.
I was a sweaty, slightly winded jogger who stopped mid-stride because I thought I was hallucinating.
Okay.
Was it a mirage?
Uh-huh.
Was it a Disney movie?
Uh-huh.
No, it was real. A man. A raccoon. A scene I wasn't prepared for.
That would be a sight.
I was a blend of confused, intrigued, and honestly kind of turned on.
Oh.
Watching you hand feed a trash panda like some sexy Dr. Doolittle unlocked something in me.
Trash panda.
Was that raccoon wild? Or do you just casually bond with woodland creatures as a lifestyle? That would be a talent.
Right.
Do you use this trick to pick up women? Because I hate how well it's working.
Oh, no.
Anyway, if you remember the red-faced jogger who almost tripped on a stick staring at you and your furry companion, that was me.
Oh, hi.
I'd love to grab a coffee sometime or some nuts. Whatever raccoons like, let's talk. You, me, and your magical forest pet.
Wow. Wow.
Is she inviting the raccoon on the next meeting? Maybe we leave the raccoon.
I don't know what's even happening. So whether you think you saw the Kia lady shopping for ingredients to guacamole.
He was convinced because he wants to talk cars.
That's right. Or the guy who has a blend of Michael B. Jordan and Timothée Chalamet
for flavor.
Feeding a raccoon at the park. The heck?
What do you feed it? Well, I guess you could feed it anything.
I don't know. They're trash pandas. Trash panda. Yeah. It's
Craigslist missed connections.
I kind of do need to see a resolution for these two. I do.
Both of them.
I do. Probably not going to get it, but I kind of need it.
What a scene. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories coming up in less than 10 minutes on DJX. Some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Hey, thanks so much for allowing us to call you. Appreciate that. So, yes. Tell us what's up.
Okay. Okay, first of all, let's just set this up. So I'm 25.
Uh-huh.
I'm single.
Uh-huh.
I have a good job.
Sounds great.
But I'm like a little picky with who I date.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My friends are telling me that I'm basically like a giant red flag.
Oh.
Okay, why? Because all things sound good from what you said.
Right. I know the kind of guy I want to date, so I date, like, very intentionally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But this is what they think is weird, is that I have my entire wedding planned out.
Oh!
Like, everything. Like, I've been planning for a long time, like, years.
Like
before
how...
Before high school.
Like, how detailed are we talking? Are we talking just, like, you want to have an outdoor wedding? You want to have a church wedding? You want to have a beach wedding? Like, what...
Nope. I'm talking about, like, flowers, the dresses, everything you can possibly think, like, the invitations, exactly, and, like, the fonts on the invitations. Like, I'm like, full on everything.
Okay, so you've got it picked out. We haven't booked anything, right? We're not we're not like, we don't have a date and a venue.
I have to find a boyfriend
and
by this date.
Vendors
and have him, yeah.
Booked, right?
No. I don't have it booked. But that's why I date so intentionally, because I've got everything planned out. Like, I want it to like match up. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
If I go on a date with a dude and he doesn't look like he's going to fit in with my wedding plans, then I'm just like, nah, bye.
Okay. All right.
I like you.
Okay.
I like you. You.
All right. So your friends were thinking, if any guy that's going to go out on a date with you, if they find this out, they're going to be like running. Is that what they're saying?
Right. Yeah. That's what my friends are saying. They're saying I'm a giant red flag. I think I'm dating intentionally. And I'm, you know, like, I don't know, making sure the guy fits my agenda.
I mean, how is this different than, you know, wanting a guy who fits a mold of some sort? Like,
well, sure, everyone's got kind of like a list of, yeah, of must-haves as far as like qualities and a guy and all that kind of stuff. And sure, a lot of little girls kind of dream about what they want in general their wedding to be like. Maybe you kind of know the colors and that kind of stuff. We just don't write it down. And you've kind of written it down. is basically the difference.
Speak
right?
for yourself, Kelly. Maybe, maybe.
I didn't write it down.
Like, you can list anything to me, and I will tell you exactly how I have it planned out.
Okay.
Like, seriously, down to, like, the invitation.
Okay, so if you were to find someone you think worthy to go on a date with, are we revealing this plan to him? Or are we just kind of keeping this close to the best until we think it's going to go the distance?
That's the thing, is I guess I'm kind of like upfront about it, and that's when my friends think that I'm
see. Yeah.
That could be.
I mean, it's not like I do it on the first date, but if they ask a question or whatever, I'm like full on. Like,
yeah, you're just honest with
it. You know, yeah.
Have you seen it scare people away, or is that the whole purpose of this email, is your friends are like, hey, it is going to scare people away?
Yeah, you're not going to have any success if you keep doing it.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't know if I need to tone down the fastball a little bit or not.
Right.
Have you considered just like not revealing that plan?
It's who she is, Kelly.
I'm just saying, maybe to get a better result, we try something new, like not saying anything.
I don't know. From a guy's point of view, if it's the right girl, I don't know if I am thrown off by the planning of a wedding.
How early, how many dates in are we revealing this plan?
I don't know, a few dates in. Is that too early?
Okay.
You know what, Jenna? I like you. You just keep doing you. I don't think it's a red flag. I think for the right guy, it's going to be fine.
Awesome. That's what I want to hear.
Kelly's looking at me with wide eyes.
How many girlfriends did you have?
But you know
before?
What?
Okay.
She's not trying to attract girls like you, Kelly. She's trying to...
That wasn't what I was saying.
Kelly, okay. I have a good group of girlfriends.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling, because they're like, yeah, I'm a walking red flag. But
they might be onto something.
But Ben, I adore you right now.
Thank you.
For being on my side.
Thank you. I would like you to speak that slower so I can record it. No, that's great.
Are you open-minded to hear what the group is going to say?
I am.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
Well, Jenna, you keep doing you, and we've already got some people texting in.
Or
so
be open-minded to maybe a change.
Awesome. All right.
We appreciate you talking to us, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you.
Why are you insisting on playing this music? Why? Why?
She needs encouragement.
Listen, you know what the definition
probably not
of what the definition of insanity is?
What?
Is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same result. Or at a different result.
Okay.
Same thing over and over again, different result. That's a definition of insanity.
So who are you calling insane?
She needs to, if she's not seeing the results, aka finding someone to date, a boyfriend, maybe we change what we've been doing. As in revealing our plan for our wedding so early in.
Well, how long are we going to
maybe we
let
wait
this roll?
Until we start talking about a wedding with a person and then be like, hey, babe, I've already kind of got some plans jotted down.
Guess what?
I'm already ahead of the game.
Here's my scrapbook.
Yes, but let's wait for him to start that conversation. Maybe. That's just, well, that would be my suggestion.
If it comes up, she talks about it.
How is that coming up, though? Like, honestly, what guy early is going to ask a couple of dates in? So have you thought about getting married?
Are
there a
lot
of guys
know.
Asking that?
I don't know.
Are they?
I don't know, Kelly.
Are they?
I haven't been out there in the field for a while.
I'm just saying, like, maybe we just keep that closer to the vest. Like, I think.
All right, these are all great opinions.
I want to. Friends to something.
All right, 502-795-1997. If you were Jenna and this either worked or didn't work, this is what we want to know. All right? Tell us your experience and your story and help. That's what group therapy is about. We just got off the phone with Jenna. She's worried her friends are saying, hey, you're a walking red flag because you have your entire wedding planned out.
Well, and not necessarily that. It's telling guys she dates that, maybe.
Sure. That's a thing that comes up.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. Hey, Carol.
I think she should look for a husband, not a groom.
Ah,
and what
yes.
I mean by that is she's trying to find somebody to fit the mold for her wedding, but she needs to find the person that's going to fit her life.
Fit the mold of her life.
Yes. I think so. You think she's concentrating too much on the ceremony and she needs to be concentrating more on like the quality of the guy and maybe not necessarily roll out, hey, I've already planned our wedding.
Absolutely. And once she meets him, that all those plans could change.
All right, Carol. Thank you. I hear you.
Okay.
All right. Lisa says, yes, you're a red flag, but in the most hilarious way possible.
Oh, that's cute.
Dating today, either hook up or, and ghost or get married on the second date. Girl, you're all good. You'll be married by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. So keep doing what you're doing. That's what she's saying.
Yeah.
Courtney says, fitting your ideal of a partner morally, spiritually, personally, personality-wise is vastly different than fitting your idea of an aesthetically pleasing wedding. Sorry, bro. It's not going to work out. Yellow's not your color.
We did get another listener that was like, you're not really red flag yet. You're more yellow at this point.
Okay.
But you're crossing into the...
You're on the verge of being
you're
red.
You're on the verge.
According to Kaylin.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally, not all. Most women plan their wedding from an early age and dream of what it can be. It sounds like you're one of those women who wants the wedding, but maybe is not ready for the responsibility of the relationship that comes with it. Ooh, I mean, that's kind of deep.
Heather texts in and says, might be different for us, but we're lesbian and it works for us.
Okay.
Good to know.
All right. But I think guys are different.
Melissa says, for the right person, they'll see it as a cute little quirk.
Okay.
And very you to do something like that. So if it scares them off, maybe they're not the one that, you know, you're looking for.
Yeah. Alex is chiming in again from a guy's perspective. You want the we day to be an all about me and what I want day. That's a huge red flag and a turnoff. Mm. Marriage is about being a team, and a wedding should reflect that. Being partners in a celebration that does require planning, the other partner also may have a vision of their own and
maybe
may want things a different way. My wife and I shared ideas and decided what were the priorities for both of us as a team and individually. Your idea is leaving no room for any input. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And maybe we just put, it's nice to have some maybe
have
ideas.
Okay.
You know, and then, but maybe let's not concentrate so much on that right now. Let's concentrate on finding a quality guy that you want to spend time with. And then let's just see how that unfolds. And then if we get to the point where, well, yeah, this might have some legs and might be talking about a future.
Good news.
Then he starts talking about a wedding with you, then you can kind of roll out like, hey, I have some ideas.
This is what I was thinking.
Yes. And then again, but let's also have in the back of our mind that we're going to be a little open to his ideas because he may have ideas. Are we good?
I mean, hey,
maybe we think about not rolling all that out so early.
There's a bunch of things to consider there, Jenna.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just tweak a little what we've been doing. It's okay to have your ideas.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe let's not roll them out so early. See how it goes.
All right, there you go. Keep us posted. Good luck. That's group therapy. Let's play a fun game called Fill in the Banana. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi there. Brittany's calling from North Vernon, has brown hair, is 5'4", drives a Traverse, and
nice.
Is in construction.
Awesome.
Like that, Brittany. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
She feels nervous.
That's okay, though.
It's all right.
This is going to be an amazing game. It's going to be an amazing game.
We say in quotes, we've replaced a word in a popular song with banana. All right? All you have to do is tell us the word that's been replaced. So
okay.
We took it from this.
Chicken, banana. Chicken, banana. Chicken, banana.
Banana, banana. Yeah. I mean, it's so catchy, is it not?
It's kind of a catchy little song there.
It is.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So if you're ready, these are all songs you would have heard on DJX plenty of times. Here
Just
we go.
One word is missing.
Yep, here we go. First one.
Okay.
Banana.
All right, do you know that?
What's supposed to be there?
Yeah, I know it. Help.
Help. I had some help, of course.
Kind of better with banana, though.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
You got the gist? You're doing well?
All right, yeah,
here we go. Here's the next one.
Banana.
Don't get banana.
Is it greedy?
It is.
Greedy! Yes, there it is. There it is.
You're slaying the game.
That's right, Brittany. You're doing good. Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's the next one. Fill in the banana. I can
buy myself bananas.
You can buy yourself banana. You can.
I like the banana, but flowers.
I can buy myself flowers.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, flowers. All right, last one. Last one. This one might be the most difficult, okay?
Okay, all right.
So don't be nervous, Brittany. Take a deep breath.
Okay. I got it.
Okay, all right, here we go. Last one. Fill in the banana.
Go and read your mind. Think about your banana. All the time, living in your glasses. I'm outside.
I feel like there's two words there, kind of.
Mm.
A little.
Mm.
Okay, yeah, because that confused me. So is it dumb self?
Close.
Okay, but, can you play it again?
Yeah, of course. Of course I will.
Go and read your mind. Think about your banana. All the time.
Dumb what? Dumb was right.
Dumb.
What's next?
Dumb.
It rhymes with...
But?
Okay, sure.
Go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time.
Dumb face.
Yes. I mean, that can go both ways, right?
It could be.
Sure, absolutely. Brittany, you know what? You did great.
Yes, that was amazing.
Yeah, you did great.
Wait, but can we hear a little bit more of the chicken banana song? I just want to hear the chicken banana song just a little bit.
All right.
Chicken banana. Chicken
it
banana.
Really gets good, Brittany, when the bass drops. Yeah, when the beat drops. Here we go.
Banana.
All right.
You're going to be saying that in your head all day.
Maybe. All right. Well, hey, congrats, Brittany. Hang on the line in another quick sec. We're going to get more info from you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries.
Yay.
All right.
What a fun game.
I know. Fill in the Banana has turned into a hit.
What a fun song. Why are we not putting it in regular rotation on the DJX radio box? Because I kind of feel like we need it.
Oh, we got a text. What in the banana is going on? Woke up late, turned into this, and I'm so confused. Don't worry about it.
It's your new favorite game, Swifty Kim. It's
don't
your
worry
new
about
favorite
it.
No, game.
Don't worry about it.
Bananas.
What a fun game you can do in the car while you're driving around. Just like pick a random word
right.
out of the song, replace it with banana, and sing it that way.
That's right. It's time for a feel good. Every hour we give you feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
So a bunch of elementary school kids in California helped break a world record for the largest game of red light, green light. It happened last month, and Guinness just posted the official announcement.
We are going to attempt to break the world record of the largest green light, red light game. Students from many schools have been invited. We have families coming. We are expecting to see over 1,400 students today.
We just broke the record!
The current record was 1,415 people. The achievement today, 1,423 people!
Wow.
Look at that!
Okay.
How fun is that, right?
There you go.
Kind of a big game. Willamette University in Salem, Oregon set the record like 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, kind of cool that kids from all over the district kind of came together. Plus, they had some police, firefighters, city officials helping out, too. Looks pretty fun. You can see the full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Man, the Sherman Minton Bridge and the Second Street Bridge looking better and better every single day. Enjoy the next few weeks before July 1st because tolls are going up again.
Dang it. Really? How much now?
Starting July 1st, Lincoln, Kennedy, Lewis, and Clark, they're going to go, basically, they're just going to range from $2.68 if you've got a transponder.
What if you don't?
$5.36.
Sorry, Indiana. I'm not coming back.
Had a good run.
It was great.
I'm telling you
what. It was nice visiting you, but I'm not going. Oh, I can't afford it.
Second Street Bridge, Sherman Minton, hold out.
Yep.
Hold out.
Stay strong.
Stay strong.
We need you, buddies.
We need you.
We need you.
We need you.
Stay free. Lordy.
We're already getting, you know, those fake text messages.
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Riverlink. It looks like your account is overbalanced by $675. We need you to pay this.
You need to pay it or we're going to, like, take your license and you're going to be thrown in jail and all the things. We're sending people to your house. And, yeah, don't give them any money.
Yeah.
Don't click on the link. Don't open the message.
Listen, they'll send...
I got two in one morning.
They'll send you a paper bill.
Yes.
If you owe them.
Right.
They're
not
and
texting
I realized,
you though.
And I thought I had something by mistake. I was like, oh man, I got a bill for something. And this isn't even me. Not even me. And then I was like, oh, it's my daughter's car.
Oh yeah. Cause they do. They send a picture.
Yeah.
There's a picture.
It's my daughter's car. And I was like, all right.
They get you with the cameras.
They get us. They get us. So yeah. Enjoy it until July 1st.
Do you have a transponder?
Yeah.
You do. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm living without one.
Man,
so I'm paying that $5.30.
And now, especially when, you know, you got kids that are on travel teams and stuff.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
You might want to think about a transponder.
We do have relatives in Indiana, too.
Sorry sucks to suck. You guys come our way.
Sorry, family. We have FaceTime.
We have FaceTime.
I love you.
Well, you know what? I'm sure everything's going to be fine. But you know what? Can't shell out the $5 to go across the river.
Well, listen, you have to go back, so it's gonna be over $10 now.
Yep.
I'll come visit, but I'm gonna need to charge you. Pay my tolls. That'd be great. We'll come.
Yeah. So if you've got a transponder, it's like it's basically half that cost. It's $2.68. If you
How
don't,
how much does a transponder cost? Is it just like one fee?
Yeah, it's the transponder fee of like $30 or whatever it is.
Like, okay,
and
so
then,
you pay
then,
that. Is that one flat fee? And then
you
have to pay monthly.
You don't have to pay monthly, but you have to keep a
money
minimum of like $20 on the transponder.
Okay, and then it gives you alerts if you're running low.
It'll give you an alert, and then it'll just recharge you once it goes low. So you never.
So we just didn't go enough to make it worth it for us.
Yeah. Well. Might want to consider it now.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Sherman.
Or
Sherman.
Sherman.
Can I call you Sher?
Sher.
Mr. Minton.
Clark?
You hang out.
Clark.
No, Lewis and Clark, they're already in
Clark
it.
Clark Memorial.
Oh, Clark Memorial.
Yes.
I never call it the Clark Memorial.
Second
Street. Second? Just.
All right. I'm calling him Clark. Clark and Sher.
Oh, you're using
Clark
full names.
Yes. Yes.
Hold out.
Listen, we're going to need you guys more than ever. More than ever, you're going to be more
stay
popular
strong.
Than ever. You got to stay
strong.
You got to handle the extra traffic.
And listen, listen.
We only have two options now.
If you are traveling both of those roads, don't complain about them.
No.
If there's construction, don't complain.
Nope.
We don't need to draw any attention to that.
Because you're still living free. You're
That's
living
right.
that free
That's
lifestyle.
Right. That's
going
right.
to go, you just be nice to those roads.
Be nice.
Those
be nice to those roads.
Tell them they look pretty.
All right. Hey, coming up next, we're going to get into a little Ben and Kelly court.
That's great because we get to pick sides.
Yeah, Tim feels like he got the shaft for Father's Day.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way. Needs to get a little something off his chest. Needs a little rant. He admits it. He's like, okay, it's a rant.
All right. So we got to tell him if he's justified in his rant?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that next. 99.70JX. A little Ben and Kelly court here. Tim feels like he got the shaft for Father's Day. Needs to air it out.
We in not a good way.
Allow him to do that here in this forum.
Hey, Ben and Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Need to know if I have the right to be upset or if I'm just being petty.
Little petty Betty here.
Father's Day came and went. Let's just say it was underwhelming.
Ew.
My wife slapped together a pretty basic breakfast, like whatever's in the fridge level.
Oh, jeez.
No card, no gift, not even a thanks for being a great dad moment.
Okay.
Just a here's some eggs and toast. I think there's some coffee left kind of vibe.
Okay.
Now let's flash back to Mother's Day, a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole production.
Mm-hmm.
My son gave her this handmade clay pot he worked on at school. I got her flowers, a card with a long message I actually wrote myself.
Okay.
And I made her breakfast with her favorite smoothie and banana pancakes.
Banana pancakes.
Now listen, I'm not trying to keep score here, but actually, yeah, maybe I am a little. Because this feels like a common thing. Women get the royal treatment on their special days, and guys are lucky to get a lukewarm cup of coffee and a we didn't forget you grunt.
Oh.
Birthdays, anniversaries, even Christmas, I feel like I have to plan scenes straight out of a Nicholas Sparks movie, and all I get back is, oh yeah, I meant to pick something up for you.
Mm.
So am I being a jerk here? Or do other guys feel like Father's Day is just a participation trophy kind of holiday? Be honest, should I say something to her or just get over it and lower my expectations for this?
Oh, jeez.
Thanks for letting me rant. Just call me Tim.
Just call me Tim.
Okay. All right. Well,
wow,
yeah,
Tim.
No, I get why you're upset, especially when you do go all out and make a big effort to make her feel special on Mother's Day. I feel like you're right in wanting a little bit of effort from her, too.
Sure. Let's leave the kid out of this because the kid made something at school. You didn't have anything to do with that.
Kind of had.
Right. I was going to say.
Yes.
So outside of that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I would feel maybe some sort of way if I did, put some effort into, you know.
What do you typically get for Father's Day? Like, do they make a big production?
I mean, they get me a card. Like, I have all girls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I usually get a card. I'll get, like, maybe a little.
Special breakfast?
I'll get tagged on their Instagram story.
That's great. Okay, what else?
And then, no, not necessarily like it was. This year was a little bit different, but
gifts.
Yeah, I'll get that. They'll get me some gifts. Maybe a little bit of chocolate. They
special meal at some point in the day.
Yes, and then I wound up grilling. But
you grilled.
I
on
grilled.
Father's Day?
Yes, because I wanted to.
Okay.
I said, don't deny me this.
Okay.
On Father's Day.
Let me do my dad things.
But yes, usually I'll get some sort of gift.
Okay.
And I will get like a meal that I want. And if it's grilling, then I'll do it.
Here's what I'm thinking. Maybe next year he doesn't do a big production for Mother's Day. See if she notices.
I mean, did she do anything after the fact? Like, it doesn't sound like
sounds
it, but like.
No, sounds like no.
And it sounds like your love language is receiving gifts.
Yes, or acts of service.
Yeah, acts of service.
Yes.
It could be both,
so
yeah.
Maybe we do need to, you know, just kind of fill her in that, hey, you do like to feel special and celebrated.
Like, I almost
she
feel like.
Know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I almost feel like he maybe made a comment where it was, he was poo-pooing these sort of things.
Well,
and so she was like, well, maybe he doesn't like it.
Well, but again, though, he made a big effort for her.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you should always at least match
yeah.
the effort that your partner makes for you, right? And now he doesn't necessarily say if this is a recurring thing, like every
yeah,
Father's
true.
Day is
just,
like that, or
maybe
if it's
it
just
happened
this particular
this time.
One.
True.
And maybe it kind of snuck up on her and she wasn't prepared, and maybe it's a one-off where she... But then again, I feel like she would try to make it up
yeah.
if she realized that was a little lackluster.
All right, well, definitely maybe some communication here.
Yeah.
And just say... Hey. Yeah, hey. I don't know if I would go with the I'm not going to do Mother's Day because
you didn't do Father's Day.
You didn't
Day
do Father's Day, but definitely tell her that, hey, kinda still feeling some sort of way.
Would kind of be nice to do a little celebration for Father's Day a little bit. Hey, let's go have like a special meal or something.
Yeah, maybe we can celebrate this weekend something fun.
Yes, and just communicate that still matters to you.
All right.
She may not be aware.
We're on the husband. We're on Tim's side.
Yeah, we are.
A little bit.
He's valid. He's valid. Maybe. He had a little bite in the way that he described it. So maybe we soften.
Tone it down just a little bit.
Soften the message.
Yeah, let the.
A little bit when we deliver it to our wife.
I mean, he did send, to be fair, he sent it to us a few days ago.
Right.
We just got around to it. So maybe the emotion was still there for him.
Right.
So,
okay.
Anyways.
He's cooled down enough to where he can calmly.
Maybe we can have a conversation without pounding fists.
Hey, remember when you just kind of slapped together a basic breakfast, like whatever's in the fridge level? We can just amp that up a couple notches.
Right.
That'd be great. I didn't really feel celebrated.
All right. Well, Tim, hey, we're on your side. Do a little communication with your wife.
Yeah. Let her know. She may not understand that's a big deal to you.
Yep. There you go. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX, man. Louisville is on a tear right now. The former athletic director, Tom Jurich, was just honored yesterday. But beyond that, yesterday it was the baseball cards in the College World Series in a must-win situation.
They lose, they're done.
Yep, to Oregon State, the team they lost to in the first round.
Skies it to center.
Was tied 6-6. Runner on third.
Tags to the plate. He scores, and Louisville lives.
That's right. Louisville lives to fight another day. In fact, that day is today.
Wow.
Against Coastal Carolina.
And we have to beat them twice. And how many times have they lost?
They have been very good all year. In fact, one of the best teams in the country all season long. They're on a 25-game winning streak. So they know how to win.
Okay. They've got their work cut out for them today.
But they do have their work cut out for them today. Coach McDonald, he was happy about the cards moving on.
Yeah, it's obviously awesome that I get to be with these guys competing at least another day and feel good, you know, competing the rest of this week with them.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
so
being very diplomatic. It's like, we're just glad to be going this far.
Yeah.
Kind of setting themselves up to be like, you know, if it doesn't go our way.
Listen, he's just being a coach. He's being a coach.
I mean, but you're going to go out there and win.
Yes.
Let's do this.
I mean, hey.
C-A-R-D-S, cards, right?
There you go. That is exactly right.
Look at that.
2:00 this afternoon.
Look at that.
ESPN, Cards versus Coastal Carolina. They got to beat them twice to play over the weekend on the championship series. So
Cinderella story.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The comeback kids.
I know. Very good. So there you go. A little sports action for you. Go Cards. College World Series on 99.7 DJX. All right. Still to come this hour. We're going to get to a feel-good story and then setting the bar story where I don't know if you have a crazy neighbor story that you could share.
Or maybe you are the crazy neighbor.
And you can share that too.
You don't think you have any to share, maybe.
Well,
you're the
Samuel
crazy
is the crazy neighbor not in right. this situation. That's why it's a setting the bar story coming up.
Got
okay?
It.
All right. So, anyways, talk that on the way on 99.7 DJX. It's time for a feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kiliki.
If you're looking for a little hair inspo this morning, there's a dad in California. It's got YouTube tutorials teaching other dads how to do their daughter's hair.
Okay.
He's 40-year-old Strider Patton, found an unexpected following along just his simple quest to impress his 5-year-old daughter, Imogen.
Mm-hmm.
His wife has to get out of the house to go to work early. So he turned to YouTube to learn how to fix his daughter's hair, and he started noticing, man, there's a ton of followers and a ton of views on these videos. Decided to be like, you know what? I'm just going to turn the camera on me while I figure this out and maybe help some other dads doing the same thing.
People who come up to my daughter and say, oh, I love your hair. Did your mommy braid it? She said, no, dad braids. Get that hair tie ready.
Who braids better, mom or dad?
Daddy.
How sweet is she? He's gotten pretty good. CBS Mornings did a profile on him. His channel is at dad.braids.
Mm-hmm.
It's got over 255,000 followers.
Yeah, if you're a dad of girls, you got to learn how to do hair.
Sometimes
that's for sure.
You, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, my husband was in the same boat. He uh-huh. was getting the kids ready and out the door to daycare all by himself.
There you go.
The entire time. And it was kind of great because Ava kind of had some wild hair.
Okay.
As she, in her younger years.
Sure.
It was naturally curly. Took her a long time before it actually got some length. So it was kind of just a wild. So you just got to let it go.
Sure.
You really sometimes have to do a ton of stuff to
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you just got to let it happen.
Just let it fly free right, and be right. wild and free. So yeah, it was, that was always a fun game that I would get, because I would buy matching outfits when she was really young. Mm-hmm. And, but then the game was, he just let her dress whatever she wanted to wear.
Right.
As long as it was weather appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So the game was when I would show up to pick her up in the afternoons, A, what did the hair look like?
Sure.
B, what's the outfit
gotcha.
That she's wearing? And
okay.
she put together some interesting combinations.
Yeah, you got to let them do that, express themselves somehow.
Yes.
For sure.
Some of the best pictures live on my phone from that time. So, yeah, you can see these videos, pretty cute, on our website, WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Aguiar Injury Lawyers.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly.
That's an example of what not to do.
Yeah, everybody's had one of those bad neighbor experiences. Well, hopefully
maybe
you haven't. Yeah, maybe you haven't.
I mean, I feel like we've had some pretty great neighbors.
That's great. That's great. But none of you have had Samuel as your neighbor.
Why is Samuel unique?
If you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 over 16,000 times on your neighbors, you're doing okay.
What in the world, Samuel?
Samuel's from Florida. He's 72.
Listen, you see his mugshot, and he's giving a disapproving look. Like, this is...
He has issues with just about everything.
That's Samuel. Yeah. He is annoyed at the world.
Right. So, I mean, he's already chalked up 3,400 calls just in the first 5 months of this year.
He's been busy.
He has been busy. Some of the things he's called his neighbors on.
Mm-hmm.
Things to bring police out, like I've heard gunshots.
Oh, well, they're going to respond to that.
Sure. When
guessing there was no gunplay?
No gunplay, just a family barbecuing with no evidence of any sort of gunplay or shooting whatsoever.
Was he just mad he wasn't invited?
Maybe.
Smelled tasty. He's like, well, dang it.
Maybe.
If they're not invite me, I'm going to ruin their barbecue. 30, with a police visit?
3,400 times.
That is much.
So, yeah, obviously the 911 operators know Samuel.
Yes.
But
they probably, everybody in the call centers probably had very many.
So...
experiences.
Samuel claims all his calls to police are about neighborhood nuisances.
Mm.
Yeah.
But what he didn't realize is when you are, that's considered like abusing the 911. Those are not actual emergencies.
Definitely be in that case.
Like, but if there's no gun play, then yes, there's, you know, it's, you can get in trouble for that.
But like, as a 911 operator, you can't go, oh, well, that's just Samuel. We're not going to bring
right,
anybody.
Right, no, you'll
yeah, you
have
gotta,
to...
You got to
every
treat
call,
everything like
yes,
it's real.
Dispatch
so.
People, because what if the one yep, time there is
I
an
know.
Actual emergency?
So, I don't know if
but
you...
But his mugshot's kind of perfect.
It is. I mean, he's just like,
yeah, he's got a smirk on it. Like, does. Are you kidding me?
Can't believe... How am I going to call 911 on my neighbors from the...
Exactly.
from jail.
Like, listen, if I only have one call...
call 911.
I mean, it's exactly... It's like, hey,
oh, man.
I'm in jail, and if you could get me out, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my neighbors are barbecuing again.
Uh-huh.
The smoke's
getting
in my house.
You might want to go check it out.
Yeah. I think I heard something.
Samuel.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without calling 911 over 16,000 times on your neighbors.
I'm guessing Samuel's single. Because there is
wow.
no way.
Yeah, I didn't even think of
if
that.
If he was married, that she would allow that to happen.
You'd hope not.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Don't know if you have a crazy neighbor story.
No, Samuel's unique.
To piggyback on that, but... you can let us know through that, too. Got a crazy neighbor? Are you the crazy neighbor? It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. Maybe you didn't call 911 3,400 times just this year on your neighbors like Samuel did.
Yeah, 647 of those calls were about one neighbor in particular.
Yeah, I don't know what
one house.
His vendetta is against them, but yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Lisa said, Mr. Leaf Blower at 6 o'clock in the morning, guy had a relationship with his leaf blower. Don't even think he had that many leaves. He just liked the power.
Sure.
Said I'd wake up on Saturdays at 6 o'clock in the morning to the sound of him aggressively blowing absolutely nothing off his driveway like it owed him money.
No, that's too early, sir. We don't mow our lawn and we don't use any sort of loud power tools that early on a Saturday. No,
yeah,
we do not.
On the weekends, isn't the rule like...
I would say not before 9
a.m.
Yep, not before 9.
And then not before 10 on Sundays or something like that?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Then there was a woman who screamed at squirrels. She had a vendetta against the squirrels. Anytime one came near a bird feeder, she'd run out to her porch in a bathrobe and scream, "Not today, Satan!" I started rooting for the squirrels at one point.
That's funny. That's funny. Carrie said, had a set of neighbors that loved karaoke.
Oh.
They were passionate, not good, but very passionate. They duet everything from Journey to Cardi B, full volume with their windows open.
Every Friday night, she said.
That's funny.
And then she said, honestly, after a while, I started looking forward to it. I might have even clapped once.
Oh, neighbors are fun. You know, sometimes you can't choose your neighbors.
Oh, another message, a guy who practiced sword fighting in his yard. Don't know if he was training for a Renaissance fair or the apocalypse, but this man was out there in full armor.
Wow.
Spinning swords around like he was auditioning for Gladiator 2 Suburbia. My dog was terrified. I was a little impressed.
I will say that we have we have a friend who is in kind of that Renaissance
like cosplay kind of stuff.
Yeah. And my daughters saw him in the park in full regalia.
No.
Like practicing, and they're like, "Oh yeah. That's Paul."
By himself?
I don't know if it was by himself or with other people or not.
Oh, my gosh.
But they recognized him and they thought it was funny.
Where's the reenactment happening?
I know, right?
I want to know.
Right? So those are good. Those are good. Thank you for the stories. You know.
Oh, wait. There's one more. The pet psychic who wanted to read my cat's aura.
Oh.
This one was legit wild. She stopped me one day, said my cat's energy was shifting in the wrong direction.
Wow.
I thought she was joking. She was not. She offered to do a crystal alignment in exchange for a bottle of kombucha and a pack of incense. I moved 2 months later.
Wow. All right. Those are good stories. I like those.
Your cat's aura is shifting.
I love that.
In the wrong direction.
Those are good stories. Thank you for that.
Wow.
All right. Crazy Neighbors, 99.7 DJX. By the way, you can always listen to the podcast at Ben and Kelly Show, WDJX.com. Tap listen on that and hear the original Setting the Bar story there, too. If you missed anything, podcast, great spot to catch up on. We got Jenna on the phone today, and her friends think that the fact that she has very vocally planned out her entire wedding, they think it's a bit
it's
of a red
much.
Flag.
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like her friends know her pretty well, right? And I feel like maybe she might listen to them. They might be onto something. It's fine if you want to have some ideas for when that time comes, but let's concentrate on finding a quality guy to date. And then if that looks like it's going to go the distance and you start talking about getting married.
Okay.
Again, marriage would be the thing that you think about, not necessarily a ceremony. The ceremony's one day.
Sure.
You find out someone you can spend your life with.
Sure.
That's what it's more about.
Sure.
And then you can say, oh, great. I have some ideas.
But maybe she doesn't stop doing what she's doing. But
okay.
She
well,
just...
it sounds like she's got it done. She's got it all figured out. But I would also encourage her to have an open mind to leave a
all
little
right.
room for if down the road she does find a groom, he might have a few ideas
all
too.
Right. So yeah, you can hear that. You can hear her tell her story too at Ben and Kelly Show. And then Miss Connections was kind of fun. We think we might have the Kia store lady sighting
from the commercials.
Yeah, from the commercials.
And the guy was smitten.
Yeah.
He was in the frozen pizza section, smitten kitten, and just couldn't figure out how to say hello.
Right, right. But
once
she
a
hot.
Second shot.
Yeah, it's Miss Connections. And, you know, there is an appearance of a raccoon as well, so.
Yeah, you trip over a stick while you're jogging, and it's not conducive to exchanging information.
Exactly, exactly. So all that up on the podcast. What else?
Congratulations are in order.
Okay.
J-Mac. You know J-Mac? Jesse McCartney. Yes! I could see the blank look on your face that nothing was connecting
I was like,
any dots.
You're
going
to have to help
brain.
Me out here. Yeah.
J-Mac Tack. He's Daddy Mac.
Oh,
he just had his first.
He have a kid?
Yes. Their right. first son with his wife. Actually born three months early.
Okay.
But little Archer was born.
Oh, Archer.
He posted some pictures on the gram. We got him for you. So congratulations to Jesse McCartney. He's a dad now. That's a big deal.
Look at that.
And other stories. You can check out all the latest trending stuff at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.